This is the Christology Podcast. Welcome. Here we are. So, we didn't forget about daylight savings. We forgot about that the Earth rotates into the sun from an east to west direction. And so, we were all lined up to do
a podcast with a guest, and we thought they didn't show up, but it wasn't that at all.
Yeah. So anyways, we forgot about Pacific Standard Time, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We're here, and here we go. This one's called Moral Courage is Real Courage, is something I discovered in seminary that's kind of a big deal to me. So we're going to talk about Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce in the NFL and football, because I'm a football coach, and Laura even loves football now, like Taylor Swift, so we're just going to talk about all
that. I'm not a Swiftie. Yeah. I think that she's a good person. I think that she gives a lot. As far as I know, I mean, we're not friends or anything, but it appears that she's a kind person. So that's why I like her.
All right. I hear you. She's doubled the NFL viewers. Anyway, let's pray. Father God, mighty God, awesome God, we come before you broken as ever, but also assured in our strength and our lives, our eternal lives with you, because we look to you and we are changed and we do see and find life in you, Jesus. So we thank you for that. We want to keep you at the center. That's why we're doing this. And it's fun. You've made life joyful and different, just like you said you would. So as we keep leaning into you, Jesus, we pray that whatever may come, that we may receive and reflect your glory, Lord God. All glory be to you, Lord God, because that just keeps it good. That's where we want to be. In your name we pray, come Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Laura, so moral courage is real courage. You want to talk about somebody that we know that talked about Jason Kelce?
Yeah, so I asked a friend of mine if they had seen the interview or the retirement announcement of Jason Kelce. And I was really touched by it. And this person said, well, why is he crying? He's got millions of dollars and he'll make new friends. And, you know, there's no reason. I was like, oh my gosh, well, it's real feelings and he's in the moment and, you know, how refreshing, you know, I don't know, maybe times have changed. Well, of course times have changed, but like, you know, grown men don't cry. So it's refreshing when they do and they share that and they feel what they're feeling. So, I didn't agree with that, comment.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I had a squad leader in the Rangers the first time I was in after Panama, after Desert Storm. He left. He went to another unit and looked like doggone Jason Kelce. Called him Wally Gator. If he's out there, Wally, love you. But he, at his ceremony to leave the Rangers, he broke down and cried, and it was, you know, I was a 19, 20-year-old kid, so it was like, at first it was cool, but then it was like, wow, he's really, really, really feeling this, and I felt embarrassed for him, and I'm like, if he's there doing that, I don't need to be embarrassed for him. Thought about it so much over the years. I've gotten to that point. The alternative is to have no feelings and be stoic.
Yeah.
And there's a time and place for that for everything, right?
Yeah. You know, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of a friend of mine who was retiring from the Navy. He had been in 30 years and, you know, he didn't want to leave. He was doing his retirement ceremony and he walked up with a box of tissues and he said, it's my party. I'll cry if I want to. And he didn't just cry, like he boo-hooed, because it had been such a wonderful part of his life. And, you know, he had achieved as much as he could. He stayed as long as he could. And, you know, that's so true. When you live that life, any life that you've been in for so long and it's been so rewarding and you feel that you've achieved what you can, it is hard to leave. Like, Yeah. I don't want to compare myself to either of the Kelseys, but you know, when you leave that that family, it's hard.
For sure.
And I'm sure he won't be alone, but like thinking about the military, when you leave the military, like you are alone unless you start a company and you work with the people you used to work with.
Yeah.
But it can be really heartbreaking and scary.
Well, the issue was, the thing that was said is he's made millions of dollars, so
yeah.
Why is he crying? And all we're saying is this person who we love, and it's one of the opinions out there. It's a very widely held opinion. They're making millions of dollars. Why are they crying? It's like, he's not sad. He's joyful. He is feeling it, man. He's in life. Like, he is living life real time. That's, he's living how we're supposed to, like how we were made to live. And that's what people miss. You said you don't want to compare yourself to that Kelsey. I do. I will. Not in a measuring type of way. It's just like, there's nothing that's so relatable as football and war. Like, they mimic each other.
Yeah. I didn't see that at first, but when you started telling me about the boys that you were mentoring and, oh my gosh, some of the things that they've been through, your one team, what was it? Five deaths or murders. Was it deaths or murders in one season on your team alone?
It was mostly murder. Yeah, it was five, kids had separate instances of just people being killed in
high school kids or middle. Was it middle school that time or high school? High school.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. And two of them were related. Like, the two kids on the team,
I coached D-line, and it was like two of my guys.
Their families clashed. Their family
members were involved in a murder. So it was, that was some coaching there.
Oh my gosh, so sad.
But the thing is, it's not anything they wouldn't agree with, I wouldn't think, football players, like, because they're talking about the brothers that they've been to war with, and we actually are brothers who go to war, and it's not to put one against the other. They're both awesome. It's just, I know they respect the military. So like, that's where we really just fit in and understand, watching the McAfee show and seeing this come up, can just totally relate to that. And he went on and he felt it. And it's like, that's good.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah.
You know, you had it at your retirement ceremony. That was cool. You had men like that crying on your behalf.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't tell you till the end that they liked you, but at least you found out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird for me because I was certain that I would boo-hoo, and I didn't cry, and I don't know why. I mean, maybe I just closing off because I didn't want to be embarrassed in front of, these superheroes, but
So we're saying moral courage is real courage. And by moral, I don't mean following the rules. I mean an outflow of beliefs. So, Abraham believed. That's why it was credited to him as righteousness. He didn't waver in his faith, but he grew in his faith as he gave glory to God. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're studying Hebrews with Sierra Leone, just going through the book of Hebrews. And it's always about, who is Jesus? Warning not to fall away. Who is Jesus? And then these comparisons and contrasts to get to, now we have a new high priest who has entered the most holy place, and we have access to him. We're his family members. So when I say moral courage, I'm talking about basically the courage to believe.
Yeah, and the guest that we're going to talk to later today, he had talked about, the curtain and who got to go behind the curtain. And I forgot where I was going with that. But like, there was something about it that,
in Jeff's book, the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, he has a chapter on.
Yes, it was about Mary is where he was going with it. And, he said that, Mary was the one who was selected to, repair the curtains or to, she was cleaning the temple, and like those kind of things, I guess, are not in scripture, but somewhere in the books that are not included in the Bible, I guess, is where he got that from. And, gosh, I totally went off topic. I was not going that direction, but,
Mary would have been worshiping Jesus her whole, or, you know, God her whole life.
Yeah.
She would have been basically what Jeff is going to talk about and what we're learning is that, we need to not focus on the divide between Catholics and evangelicals. Like, we need to broaden our scope.
Right.
We're doing that in church. We need to, you know, we're an interdenominational church. That's not right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just...
It's interesting.
Yeah. But the point is here is that it's about believing. You know, Jesus says all over the place, especially in the Gospel of John, be careful. Consider how you listen. Then he's always talking about how you hear. And he's saying what you do with what you hear. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Moral courage is real courage. So I hear what Jesus is saying. Now, this whole podcast, the whole point of this, the whole reason we're doing it and talking about telling our war stories and crying in public is because we heard that Jesus is Lord, that he proclaimed to be the Son of God. And we looked into that. We continue to look into that. And it changes everything. If you know, one way or the other. But we have to answer that question. So that's the whole point of being here. And Laura, kind of talk about this picture, if you will.
I love that. That was one of the reasons that I said, you know, I like Taylor Swift for what I know about her. That she, like in most of the, or a lot of the media coverage, you know, you do see her reaching out to young girls. And I don't agree with a lot of her politics. I don't agree with some of the things that she says, of course, but I do appreciate that she can feel maybe what a young girl feels and is trying to empower them. She cares enough to take time out of her concert to give a hat to a child with cancer.
Yeah.
You know, those things matter. And I don't think it's just publicity because, like, I just saw something the other day. She was leaving her hotel and there was somebody who called out for her to sign something for their daughter. And she came over. Not only did she sign, she took a picture. She gave her something, you know. And I think she's known for that. And that's why she has such a huge following. But I do think that, you know, morally her parents raised her to be a good person, to care and to do what's right, even when nobody's looking, which everybody's always looking. But
I honestly don't know a thing about her. I couldn't name a song or point out a song. I don't. But I do know that this, you know, Travis Kelce and Taylor are together now. You know, it's this merging of ginormous people groups, right?
Totally different ginormous people groups.
Yeah. And they may or may not be Christians. It doesn't matter. It's not about, we're not trying to like convert people to be Christian here. We're talking about who Jesus is. We're doing this for us as much as others. We felt called, Laura and I, to do this, so we're doing it because we believe and we want to know more. So, but the point is of this, you know, Jason Kelce having the courage to get up and do this, I think is so cool.
It's important too, you know, for young men to know they don't always have to be tough guys, and that is a tough guy. Like, it takes courage to do that. So,
yeah. And I'm coaching again now. I'm coaching high school football again with my best friend, Antoine Murchison, number 57. He played for Clemson some years ago, but he is just an amazing God-sent friend and football coach.
And I have to throw out the disclaimer, and if you're just tuning in, this is your first podcast listening, I'm not normally this dumb or this confused. I'm battling a little bit of a head injury or a concussion, so.
I almost sent her home earlier. Yeah, she was just back here bumbling and stumbling around, and Finally, I just looked at her and she's like, what? And I said, if you weren't my sweet wife, I would just say, you can go home. We don't need you today.
You were going to fire me. Yeah.
But also I said, are you okay if I tell people that she's not, you're not drunk?
Yeah.
You're not.
I woke up this morning feeling like I had a hangover and I did not drink. It's just,
it's going on 6 weeks that she knocked her head 3 times in a row. Within a week, she has the exact symptoms of TBI that I had. It's scary to see, but it's also affirming to see, so that, you know, it's like, wow, it's so horrible. Again, this relates to football with, you know, the head injuries. Not to make more or less out of that. It's funny, there's a helmet in the background. But, gosh, yeah. Keep praying for Laura, if you would. She's getting better, but she's still suffering. Went to church yesterday. I mean, she missed church for a few weeks.
Yeah.
She's not working anymore at her preschool. So.
Yeah, that sucks. That's sad. I miss the kids. They're so funny.
They are. But, yeah, so I'm back coaching football. And, you know, I, from Detroit, joined the Army because I was homeless in February in Detroit, living in my 78 Ford Granada. It was cold and I was hungry, but that was okay, I thought. And then somebody broke in and stole my crappy little speakers, and that was it. So I had to make a massive change and join the Army. That's why I joined the Army. So I'm a Lions fan. You know, Lions did awesome this year. Just throwing all this random stuff in here. Just football is cool. Like, so now there's so many people watching football. And I think
I read that, again, back to Taylor Swift, she's so awesome. She brought like over $300 million into the program and all those people that had never watched football. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Football is life compressed. It's not about, I like that. It's not so much about brute, you know, it's just, that's what they do. Like, I've heard people make fun of Aaron Rodgers. Like, you think you're better than me because you can throw a football well? Like, well, are you better than him because you don't? Like, that's just what he does. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, explain that more. Life compressed. What do you...
So, well, like, going through that season where there were 5 deaths in families on this one football team that I was a coach of, we worked through that stuff. You know, some guys would come and talk about it. Some didn't want to. One, it was particularly tragic. There was somebody was murdered and their body was left on a highway and for a couple hours. And that is just really, really, really hard to deal with. And I happen to have dealt with stuff like that a lot in the military. The Jessica Lynch stuff, you know. The whole time that after the rescue, yes, there was no resistance. But after we got her away, we were digging up bodies. I just watched the Pat Tillman documentary, and we did, and learned so much. Oh my gosh! But the biggest thing
is, we need to talk about that too. That's a separate
separate thing. But I don't think he knew that we were digging up 9 bodies that were buried in shallow graves. So. With stuff like that, I can you know, relate at least to a young man who's going through something horrible. And just to have that relationship, it helps everybody on every side.
Bringing it back to moral courage, I think about, you know, with football and with the young man he lost his mom. And I think we mentioned it before, but his mom had died that day, and he came to practice. And instead of, you know, being the tough guy and get back out on the field and, all that sort of stuff, you pulled him aside and let him cry. Like, and he did, you know, like, it's the right thing. He's a child. And why can't we do that? Why can't we show our feelings and our love to this poor kid who's suffering so much? You know, how many other people, I know there are other people, but how many other coaches pulled him away and said, you know, just cry. It's okay.
Well, none did but me, but I think that's why, you know, I talked to Antoine, like, that's why I'm there for that reason. And I,
part of the life compressed is, being able to be human and feeling and, nurturing. And, you know, they're young men, they're high school men. And, I think that maybe they still need that. I know they still need that release of being told it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel. It's okay to not be tough all the time.
Yeah. I really, really think there's nothing ever wrong with openness. Mm. You know, in the Pat Tillman story, if there would have been more openness, it could have helped so much.
Mm.
So I'm going to push for that, man. Like, that's why I'm big on Jason Kelce letting it out. Travis Kelce, when they're doing their podcast, he's like, that's right, big brother, let it out. You know, he's like talking to him like, it's so cool to see that. You know, I lost my brother 12 years ago. He would have been 50 years old just a couple weeks ago. We say all that. Cam brought up Jet too, this young man, Jet.
Cam, our daughter.
Yeah, in the podcast with Cam. And, I think people don't do it because they just don't know how.
They're not willing to be the V word, vulnerable, as men.
But I'm not judging them because I used to be like that. You know, I would see things and just turn away. You don't know how to do something until you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Milo, my son, and you can learn from hearing it. But, for most of us, we have to do it and usually do it wrong many times.
But even, you know, when you do it and it turns out okay, that's what, you know, builds you to keep doing it. And vulnerability, wow, that's just like, that's part of moral courage, right? Being able to just do what's right, even when nobody's looking, and to made me think about at work at the unit. They always emphasize that. Do what's right even when nobody's looking. And that comes right down to, like, picking up litter when it's nighttime, you're out in the parking lot, you see a piece of paper, you know nobody's there, or you think nobody's there, but you pick up the trash anyway. Am I on the right pattern? Okay.
Yeah. But you started with V-word, and I nobody in the world, Laura, has helped me more in life. Nobody has helped me, period, except you, really, you and Cam and the boys. But you are the one that, you know, gave me permission to just begin to feel. And that's, then you can have relationships. But it's also being willing to fail.
It's both ways, though. Before you go, I want you to continue on that thought, but it goes both ways. Allowing somebody to be vulnerable. Like, I said when we first started our relationship, I said, you being on your phone all the time makes me uncomfortable, because I had a bad relationship and it had to do with texting. And so by letting me say that and you not just being like, oh, what's wrong with you, and putting your phone away, like, that was huge.
Well, more than that, it was a relief to hear that, because it was like, oh, wow, I felt good there. Because, first of all, because you cared about me. And, like, I felt wanted and respected. And then you being vulnerable is like, okay, well, gosh, then maybe I can voice my opinion at some point if I need to. And I did, right? That was like an opening for everything. So, yeah.
So back to what you were going to say. I interrupted you. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I do, because I wrote it down. It's being willing to fail at this. So, you know, like the coaches with Jet, he's there. It's like, okay, you don't do anything special. We're not going to coddle somebody, but damn, we're going to keep an eye on them. And, you know, that weekend, I talked about this, but we had a game and he got trucked over and he came out crying. And I said, did they hurt you, buddy? He's like, no, I want my mom. And man, that was like a time warp of emotion where I just prayed. I don't even know what I said. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know? And then Coach Andy Davis, he's awesome. He's coach on the team, retired officer as well. He every time I see him out and about, he's got Jet in tow with him, so he's looking out after him. You want to talk about what's coming up next week, Laura?
Yeah. We're super excited. We're going to talk to Jeff Teagues, who has written a book, Where Have All the Heroes Gone? And it's a great book. Like, even if you're not a reader, it's awesome. It's so, it pulls you in. It's got so many life lessons. It's talks about Christ and how that all applies. And, like, there's so many good things to say about it. And not just because he's a unit guy. Like, it's just an amazing book. And I love your connection to Jeff. Like, you guys went through a lot together. And so I think that the interview will be great. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll learn a lot too, you know. I was at the unit, but like, I stayed in my tiny little pod up the hill, so
yeah,
you know, I learned too.
Yeah, that's coming up. And it's just, Jeff is awesome. He's one of the one or two dudes in the world that I just you know, stand back and like, wow.
All around, you know, he talks about his family. He talks about Christ. He talks about his career. And he's humble. Yeah. But yet.
But yet he's a goofball too, you'll see. This thing hanging right here. We carried around for years. His wife made that for us, for Cam. So, yep.
And you guys go way back, Panama back.
Yeah, we didn't know each other, but we were in First Ranger Bat.
Don't tell the whole story. You guys can talk about
it. You brought it up.
Well, you told me to talk about the book.
All right. Moral courage is real courage. And morality isn't just behavior. It's believing. It's everything starts with believing. Obedience to God is believing in him. And that doesn't... It means what it means between you and God. Hmm. And we know God through the Son, through Jesus. So it's not what somebody says it is. It's what God's calling you to right at the moment. And for us right now, it's doing this. It's being kind of messed up. Not kind of. We're all messed up if you look at our, yeah. Hey, let's put stuff over here. Hey, I know. Let's put the camera on the bongo. Yeah. But we'll get there. We don't. It's all right. We got the planets. What's your favorite planet, Laura?
The sun.
Mine's the sun, too. So, yeah, we're not afraid.
Will Ferrell.
We're not afraid because we believe. And as we believe, it just stuff purges out. And it's good. Then you have relationships and life is good and worth living. My sweet one, would you like to pray us out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this time that we can spend together talking about you and talking about life application and just getting to know you better and knowing who Jesus is. And it's taken me a long, long time to get there. And if I can do it, you can do it. So, Father, thank you again. And we just praise your names. Name. names.
Yeah.
Trinity.
Names. Yeah. Amen. We do. Thank you. Thank you. Christology Podcast out.